So, I have a sheep pen here.
Please take your seats. Loving Jesus, shepherd of your Father's sheep, hear us as we cry out to you. May we always follow your voice, the voice that leads us to paradise. Amen. I doubt I'm ever going to get the award of being a Freeman of the City of London. If I were to get that award, what do you think I would be able to do? I could drive sheep over any London bridge that I wanted. It's a really ancient tradition that allowed certain merchants to trade sheep within the square mile. And every year, those who've got the freedom of the City of London, celebrities, sports people, people like that, can do exactly that. But learning to herd sheep is not a skill that anyone can pick up straight away. Skilled herdspeople take years to learn to work with a dog, but also to get the trust of the sheep that they're caring for. That's not something I could pick up in 5 minutes to herd a flock of sheep across a bridge. Because the sheep always know the voice of the shepherd. And because they know the voice, they trust and they follow obediently. And the shepherd, for their part, also knows the sheep, and the shepherd cares for them lovingly. In the time of Jesus, sheep pens, sheep folds would have been on the outside of the towns and villages, and people would be called to go there and look after the sheep. There was always a unity between the shepherd and the sheep, a bond of care and obedience. Everybody needed everyone else. Without the shepherd, the sheep would be lost, and without the sheep, the shepherd would have lost their purpose. So it's a really good image of unity and being together. But we can also put that image of the shepherd and the sheep towards our relationship with God. In order to have such a bond with God, our shepherd, we need to care for each other. That means staying in contact with people. It means loving each other. It means not distancing ourselves from one another. It means welcoming each other and looking after everybody who's in the flock, whether we like them or whether we don't. Because a flock of sheep takes care of itself. The sheep look after the weak because those who are sick get left behind. If the flock isn't feeling well, then it's the shepherd's duty to care for them. And we find lots of examples of good shepherds in the Bible. One of those who's best known is David, who was a shepherd boy who later went on to become the king of Israel. While he was young, he looked after his father's sheep. He showed courage and determination as he defended his flock from the wild animals. But even more importantly was David's devotion to his sheep, but also his close relationship with God. And it was that relationship that made David a really good shepherd. Later on in that reading we heard from John's Gospel, Jesus tells the Pharisees that he's the good shepherd who will lay down his life for the sheep. And Jesus is the role model for all shepherds, whether spiritual or not. Jesus shows us that a good shepherd is prepared to give everything for the flock, even his own life. And it would be wrong if a flock of sheep suddenly became individualistic and each sheep became independent. It would be wrong if the shepherds were to turn away from the flock, leaving them locked up in the pen and living a life that's got nothing to do with their calling as shepherds. Availability is the key word. Sheep and shepherds become available to each other. In our churches, we have to make ourselves available to one another. We live in a world where there are so many voices calling us out. Which way are we going to go? Are we going to follow the shepherd, or are we going to follow the thief? And it seems to get even more difficult to find people who are willing to work together and commit themselves to the well-being of others. Sometimes it's really hard for the flock to all work together. And if you look at the world around you, you can see how difficult it becomes to find craftspeople who are willing to do manual work. People often seem intent on going their own way, following their own goals, taking the easy way out. It's as if everyone wants to be their own boss, but no one is willing to do the necessary work anymore. Or sometimes it seems as though everybody wants to be an influencer. Lots of money, but little work beyond self-promotion and instant fame. And a shepherd is nothing without the sheep, and the sheep are lost without the shepherd. Being a Christian in church is about being part of a flock. And that flock is about unity, togetherness, and caring and looking after one another. But a good shepherd is characterized not only by their ability to lead the flock, but also by their love for the sheep and by their understanding of their needs. We shouldn't forget that we're all part of a bigger picture. The system of shepherds and sheep must be viewed as one unit. Like a shepherd who looks after the flock, we're all dependent on each other. We're called to be there for each other, to support each other, and move forward together. And the Bible again gives us so many examples of how important it is to stand up for other people and support them. Jesus taught us that we've got to love and serve one another. Love one another as I've loved you, he said. Those words remind us that true greatness lies not in self-fulfillment, but if we're going to be truly great, we have to serve other people and work for their good. So maybe now's the time for us to rethink some of our attitudes and remember the things that really matter. A community is so important. The willingness to be there for one another and support each other is vital. Let's stop being selfish, keeping things to ourselves. Let's use our gifts, our skills, our welcome for the good of everyone. Because only if we work together as a flock can we bring about true change and shape a better future. It's not only spiritual shepherds such as church ministers who are called to be good shepherds. Each of us can become a good shepherd in our own environment. We could be parents, teachers, friends, or simply fellow human beings journeying alongside others. Being part of a flock and being a shepherd is about loving one another, being there for other people, and supporting each other, even especially in the difficult times. If our world is so often characterized by selfishness, violence, and indifference, now more than ever, we need good shepherds. We need good role models, people who will care for their flock and lead them on the right path. So together, let's pray that we're going to be good shepherds, people of God, following the example of Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.